Let's talk today about the SMB of the future. What does that look like, and why might we care? This is a bonus episode of The Business of Tech. I've previously commented on what I would do if I was starting an MSP, and how I would adapt one, and how I might choose different tools. But I wanted to take another step even further back and think about what a modern SMB business would look like. This is a useful exercise for a number of reasons. First, this is just broad recommendations from a technologist for someone starting a business. I've spent my entire career thinking about technology, how it's used, what works, and the like. Second, understanding what a technology profile of an end customer looks like builds a target to build services for. Let me start my qualification here. I'm thinking about businesses generally sub 100 users in their growth plan over, say, the first 3 or 5 years. These numbers capture the absolute vast majority of all business types. Despite the fervor of thinking about growth, most businesses are going to stick well below this number. I think this recommendation probably scales, and I could have easily chosen 50 as a target. Let's build a basic infrastructure first. The first key decision is around the line of business itself. If you're in a business that requires special software, that will be the first selection. Legal? Some kind of case management. Medical, some kind of practice management. Retail, that's a point of sale system and likely some kind of e-commerce system as well. Restaurants and services business fit this category too. The theme, start with the business application. Figure out what the business runs on. Simple example, my business is a media company. I make podcasts as my first product. And I picked my podcast host as the key decision and knew the subsequent decisions around my e-commerce platform and web content platforms would stem from there. That's where my business lives. My advice is absolutely go software as a service here. You want something running in the cloud that you subscribe to that gets supported and managed in a way you don't have to think about it. Make the management, updates, and backups of the software somebody else's problem. You just want it ready on demand for you. For those in IT services, this is where you need to learn your expertise. I referenced this in my video on starting an MSP. Tied to this will then be your accounting software decision. Again, for a small business, cloud, software as a service. You'll consult with your accountant, likely outsourced, on what works best. In the US, that's generally a reasonable choice of QuickBooks Online as what's used. I use it, not an endorsement, simply a statement. Next up, you'll be thinking about your work platform. What I mean by this is email, collaboration, communication, calendaring, and the like. You have two basic choices in mind. Microsoft 365, and Google Workplace. That's it. Sure, there may be a ton of other solutions out there, but from a practical perspective, they are all irrelevant. There's a limited number of sufficient reasons to deviate from these two. The main reason to choose one, what works best with that previously chosen business solution? Now, here's where my recommendation and my own business choice are different. I will say I recommend Microsoft 365 for most. Why? You get the bundling of their office technologies combined with email, collaboration, and the like. Why did I not choose them? Two reasons. First, Zoom. For me, I wanted Zoom as my conference technology because I find it far superior to Teams for those of us who need to collaborate with other companies. That's how my line of reasoning work. So I have a way to make money, the line of business application, and then a way to track the money, the accounting software, and a way to discuss things around the money, the collaboration and communication software. Now, to protect the money, a backup solution. This is where generally an IT provider is my recommendation for a small business owner. Why? Make the risk shared. If you're a small business owner, you want someone else invested in protecting your business. I'll observe something here. I personally overinvest in this. My working theory is I can recover from just about anything except the loss of the crown jewels, the stuff I create. Downtime sucks, but what sucks more is not being able to recover from a failure. I assume there will be some failures. Now, IT providers, note what I just did there. I defined your value as risk sharing, not technical know-how. Use your technical knowledge to reduce your risk, and remember, that's now how the customer views the value. Beyond that, systems will need to be configured for security and monitoring. My recommendation for small business owners is to invest in multi-factor authentication, either something with physical keys or with app-based one-time codes. As the owner, this is a hard, absolute policy. Everything is protected with multi-factor. It is non-negotiable. Then paranoia. Protect the data, backups, failover, long retention. These are crown jewels. Protect my data. And everything I just discussed, wrapped in ongoing strategy with my technology team. I want to be looking at ways to both simplify and invest in my technology to drive new results. Add revenue, grow customers, drive new speed, add or remove a product or service. All things I want to know about from my tech team. Think about this now and the future. With the majority of SMBs passing 50%, using SaaS now all or mostly, most companies look like what I just described than those with on-prem. That's legacy now. That's the past. So let's think about the future. Thanks for listening to this bonus episode of The Business of Tech. Remember, if you like this kind of content, you can support it directly. Visit patreon.com/MSP Radio for our Give What You Want program. Every little bit helps, and we are supported directly by listeners like you. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.